Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. We are tardy in talking with this guy, a former friend that I have not seen in forever. We welcome in David Duchovny. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you. Don't worry about being tardy. I'm happy just to talk to you.
Now, Andy and Gina, I do want to warn you that do your best not to piss this guy off. He is a hothead.
Yes, he's like a real hair trigger.
I've heard the worst.
Woo!
I got my finger on the dump button right over here.
So, right, David, good. You know what? Before I get to all the stuff with the book, I find it uniquely interesting in this business, this crazy business of acting, of show business, how certain people are white hot for a little bit, and then they just disappear, and they wind up doing theater on Santa Monica. And then there's other people that just seem to work consistently all the time, and that's you. Do you know why that is?
I feel lucky that way. I mean, I when I'm asked sometimes, you know, what I think about my career, my work, or whatever, I often say I just feel good about my longevity, you know, and I feel like I don't know. I think I just keep working at what I do. I've never felt satisfied with anything I've done in a way. So I just try to keep getting better and better. And I'm curious about it. You know, I don't think I got it that well in the beginning, and I've just kept learning. So it's remained fresh to me, if that makes any sense.
And David, the other thing I really wonder about is you have a master's degree in English literature in Yale.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You have a master's from Yale. How does it feel to you to know that you wasted all that time and money that's completely worthless to you now?
That's exactly how it feels. There was a time, a very specific time, I remember when I had just pretty much dumped all the education that I had, and I decided to become an actor, and I had no work, and I was auditioning commercials and not getting them. And I had to, in my Speedo, dance for, a potato chip audition commercial.
Danny, find that footage?
No, I don't know. Maybe they were taping it. But
just for personal.
But there was like a little boombox there, and they were playing whatever song was hot in the day. And I remember it wasn't loud enough, so as I was dancing, I could actually, like, hear my thighs rubbing together. And I thought... This is what I gave it up for this.
Yeah. You know? Good thing you weren't a ruffle. You could have caught fire.
So now, before we get to the island questions, tell us about the book. The book is called Holy Cow. Describe exactly what the book is and why.
Well, I was driving around L.A. about 10 years ago, and I just had this idle thought in my car, as one does in Los Angeles, that, you know, if I were a cow, I'd want to get to India. That's all. It just popped in my head. If I were a cow, I would try to get to India. So I was like, it struck me as funny. It struck me as like an animated film. So I just stuck with it. And I thought, well, what other animals might have thoughts like that to get to places where they might be safe? Oh, if I were a pig, I'd try to get to Israel. So that makes sense to me because of kosher laws. And then I was like, if I were a shrimp or a clam, I'd go to Israel too. But that's not as exciting as a pig. So I stuck with the pig. I didn't see how a clam would get to Israel, honestly. It would be tough.
And then that would be a tough guy.
He could roll. I guess he could roll. But and then I thought, well, a turkey might be dumb enough to believe that Turkey is named after him, is his actual country, his homeland. So I thought, well, a turkey might try to get to Turkey. So I had my three heroes, and I wrote up this treatment and pitched it to Disney and Pixar, who, of course, passed because there's a pig circumcision scene. You know, there's some. Well, he converts. He has to become a Jew to go to Israel, so he's got to get. You know, he wants to make right with his God before he goes there. And there's some political commentary. It's a fable, you know, along the lines of 1984, or you know, even Charlotte's Web or something. So it was a little heavy for kids, and I kept it in the drawer forever. And one day, a couple years ago, I woke up and said, hey, "Why don't I just write that thing out?" And that's what this is. I wrote it out.
You know what's funny is I actually hear that character. Gilbert Gottfried voices him as the pig gets circumcised. I can hear that comes to life. That comes to life.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Now, there is a signing
that
tonight.
That chapter in the book is called Just a Little Off the Top.
There is a signing tonight, and I'll tell you about that in just a second. I got to get him out of here because he's on a tour. But, David, you're going to go to the island. You're going to be there for the rest of your life. You can only take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
Oh, it's a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, my man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can only take one album. What is it?
I'm going to take the White Album, Beatles.
You can only take one movie.
Ooh. I'll take The Godfather. Yeah, I'm a middle-aged white guy. What can I say?
And you can take one person with you to spend your time with, dead or alive.
Wow.
And you can't say wife or girlfriend.
No, I understand that. I'll take the mythological Greek character Tiresias, because he was both male and female, and I figure that'll cover it. Probably what I need. Who knows what I'm going to turn into? I don't know.
Hey, David, listen now.
Mark, let me ask you: am I the first person to say Tiresias?
Yes, you are,
and perhaps the last.
Am I the last person to say Tiresias?
Indeed.
Well, it's
is
you're
it the
a
last
professor.
Thing I ever said in public?
David, I want you to commit to me that you will, when the time is right and you can spend some extra time, that you will come in. Yeah.
I love you.
You know, most people don't know how truly funny and interesting, because listen, you would really enjoy just sitting in with us and enjoying the show and making comments.
I used to enjoy that. I'd love to spend, however many hours you do, I'll be there the whole time.
All right, so
you'll be tired of it. Be singing me. I'll be sitting there with
Tiresias. Yeah, no, that's not possible. When Billy Bob Thornton came in 2 weeks ago, he didn't leave the building till 1 p.m. So you can never, you can never outdo it. So I got to get him out. David is signing his new book, Holy Cow, tonight. You can actually meet him, look into his eyes, and he loves it. He loves it when his fans give him a tongue kiss at these book signings. Yeah, to just lean in and get you some. And I'm going to tell you something. He's a hell of a kisser. Hell of a kisser.
I'm just touched that you remember, Mark.
This is tonight. It is Barnes & Noble at the Grove. So think of it. You go into the Grove, you do a little bit of shopping, you go have something to eat down at the farm, and then you go get your book signed. Holy Cow, tonight, 7 o'clock. David Duchovny, I love you.
I love you too, man.
We will see you when you come in.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Talk to you soon.